This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Gulliver's Travels, Part 5. Palace of the Giants. I'm Gulliver. This is the story of my life in the strange land of Brobdingnag, where I was but the size of a mouse among giants. My master, the farmer who found me, saw me as a way to make money. Every day, I was made to perform for the amusement of a crowd. I danced and sang for them, until one day, I collapsed with exhaustion. That was my dear Glumdalclitch, the farmer's daughter, and my only true friend here.
He's fainted! Father, I told you it was too much! He'll die!
Don't worry, dear. He's fine, aren't you, Gulliver?
I'm okay.
Him! Excuse me? I'm here on official business.
Although I was exhausted, I looked up to see a finely dressed man.
Will the little man live?
He's as right as rain.
Good. The Queen has heard of this Gulliver and would like to see him for herself.
Of course, my lord. But I'm like a father to him. I couldn't...
We'll pay you, of course. 1,000 gold pieces? And the girl, she will come with us too and live in the palace.
Of course, the greedy farmer agreed without any hesitation. Before I knew it, we were on our way to the palace. I felt relieved.
Your Majesty, may I present Mr. Gulliver. Oh, and his maid, Glumdalclitch.
Your Majesty?
Yes, yes. Now, where is this Gulliver?
Down here, Your Majesty. It is an honour. May I kiss your royal foot?
He speaks. It's true. Mr. Gulliver, you may kiss my fingertip.
Milady...
Oh, he's lovely. He will dine with me tonight.
Despite the Queen's beauty and kindness, at dinner, I was quite appalled by her behaviour. At one mouthful, she ate as much as 12 English farmers would eat in a meal, crunching the wing of a lark, bones and all, though it were 9 times the size of a turkey.
Quite an appetite, Your Majesty.
Not that it mattered. I was happy to rest and eat well. Everyone at court was enchanted by me.
Are you enjoying the meat, Gulliver?
Oh, certainly, madam. It's delicious.
Oh, have some more.
Everyone at court loved me, except, that is, the Queen's dwarf.
Pipsqueak.
Pipsqueak? Me?
He had lost his position now that he was no longer the shortest man in the kingdom, and he wasn't happy.
Quite a big meal for a little runt. Just you wait.
Gulliver, do hurry and finish supper. I have a present for you.
It was a house made by the finest craftsman in the land. It was the perfect size for me, with little chairs and a table, and even a lock to keep out rats. Best of all, laid on my bed, shirts of the finest silk, though Brobdingnag silk is rather rough for a man of my size. Life passed in this way for some time. I was treated like royalty. But in spite of the fine dining and beautiful clothes, life at court was not always so smooth, especially because of my... adventures.
Gulliver, tell them what happened today.
I was attacked By a large fly, Your Majesty.
Gulliver. Oh, we heard you had an accident today.
An apple, sir. It fell on my back. It almost broke it.
Oh, I can't even listen to that apple. It's a lot of very dangerous things, apples.
I was getting upset. Even my dear Glumdalclitch seemed to find me funny. I had to get out of the court. I slipped away from everyone and wandered down a vast hallway.
Psst! Oh, you! Go away, dwarf!
Oh, that's no way to speak to a friend. Ah, I have just the thing to soothe you after their mockery, Gulliver. Come with me.
I had no choice but to follow him. We arrived in a quiet study. The dwarf scooped me up.
Some dessert, my friend. Or should I say, a just dessert for you, Gulliver.
Now, what's this?
It was a giant bowl of honey, over which the dwarf held me.
Hey, we're not enemies. Listen, you're like a big brother to me.
In you go.
No, wait. Please.
No one will know.
I struggled and struggled and tried to swim, taking mouthfuls of the sweet honey. But I had been a sailor for many years, and I made it out.
There! Not so easy to stop me, dwarf.
Oh, well done, Gulliver. Ah, such a shame there are so many wasps at this time of year. Oh, they do so like honey.
And off he went. From the window, I heard a buzzing sound. 10 large wasps, the size of eagles, were flying towards me.
Take that! And you! Come here, wasp! I'm not finished with you!
I fought off the wasps and collapsed, exhausted. Life in Brobdingnag had become very dangerous for me. But how could I escape from this land of giants? I decided I had to meet with the king.